Welcome to the godshow.us daily, the only philosophy arena where the crowd roars, traditions step into the ring, and absolutely nobody walks away with a championship belt. Only slightly better questions.
This podcast comes from thegodshow.us, a free daily multilingual project where one question gets answered through 15 wisdom traditions. Find today's question, ask your own, and discover your belief profile at thegodshow.us. Today's question, when I realize I have been more faithful to my wounds than to my own healing, what have I been tending? Which is maybe also asking, what do I get from staying? What is the wound actually doing for me? Or even simpler and harder, if the wound went away, who would I be without it? That question, that one right there. So across 15 traditions, the word that keeps surfacing is not wound, it's altar. Christianity says you built a tomb and you kept lighting candles in it. Sufism says you polished the door so long you forgot someone was standing behind you the whole time. Judaism says the wound kept its appointments, showed up every morning like a reliable congregation of one. And God, meanwhile, was working on geological time. You chose the thing that answered faster, and honestly, that is devastatingly human.
The existentialist move is the one I keep coming back to. Sartre would call it an alibi. As long as the wound is warm, someone else wrote this story. You never have to pick up the pen, never have to face the blank page. And the blank page isn't emptiness, it's the weight of actual choice. That's scarier than the wound. At least the wound has a name.
Buddhism and Vedanta push that even further. The Buddhist image here is almost funny. A monk who spent 40 years tending his father's cruelty, feeding it, checking on it. A student asks, "Who would you be if it died?" And the monk laughs so hard he tips over his tea. Vedanta makes the same cut differently. Who was wounded? Not awareness, not the witness. So whose healing were you postponing, and for whom? The wound required a wounded one, and you kept casting yourself in that role at 3 a.m.
Stoicism is less poetic and more annoying. It just says, that is an opinion you authored. You renewed it like a subscription. Fate didn't hand it to you. You woke up and re-signed the contract. Reason bent into service of its own imprisonment. The Stoics would say that is not loyalty. It's just a very slow choice you keep making, which, depending on the day, either feels like freedom or like being yelled at.
The pop culture oracle went full Don Draper on us today. The Kodak carousel pitch from Mad Men. Nostalgia isn't just a twinge. It's a device that goes backwards and backwards to a place we ache to go again. The oracle's point is that you have been tending a mythology. The wound became interesting. It made you legible to yourself. And the room gets quiet there because, look, most of us have a carousel. Most of us have undeveloped film we've been carrying. The oracle is not wrong. It's just a little too comfortable calling it by its real name while sitting in a very nice mid-century chair. What you have been tending, by most accounts, is a self that felt more solid because it hurt. That is not weakness. It is logic. But the traditions keep asking the same unbearable follow-up. What becomes possible when you stop? Come back tomorrow and we'll find out what the next question stirs up.
TheGodShow.us would like to thank our sponsor, Typeset.us. When generic web typography is letting you down, refine your work for free using Typeset.us. And thanks to DYorkMusic.com for our dark rock intro tune. TheGodShow.us is free, it is daily, it is multilingual, and it runs entirely on the support of listeners who find it worth keeping alive. If that is you, subscribe, share it, or just tell one person who is currently polishing a door that there might be someone standing behind them. Today's episode delivered 15 traditions on a single wound, and not one of them said to ignore it. They said to stop mistaking it for the whole address. There is a difference. The Zen tradition put a stone emoji at the end of its answer, and we are still thinking about that. See you tomorrow for our take on the God Show's question of the day.